And as we all get through COVID-19 together, of course, the impact continues to be significant in every facet of our community locally and beyond. That includes the business community. Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro has been working to help local businesses get through this. Find out more on them at carolinachamber.org. And we are joined on the phone, as we have been for the last every other Mondays for the last couple of months as we get through this, by Aaron Nelson, who heads up the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Aaron, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
Well, I'm grateful to be here, and thank you for 13 weeks, I guess we're out of incredible coverage, keeping our community well informed. I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you so much. So before we talk about the continued impacts of COVID-19, obviously everyone also very strongly focused on the demonstrations that have happened all over the country, including locally, and of course the underlying issues behind it, specifically systemic racism in our community. And that, obviously the demonstrations have focused on policing, but that affects really every facet of American society, again, nationally and locally. So what are your thoughts on this, and what are you hearing from other folks in the community? I know there are some very prominent Black-owned businesses here in our community that deserve our support all the time, and especially now.
Correct. I should say I couldn't be more proud with how our community has comported itself over these last few weeks. To have 2,000 or 3,000 people this past Friday, an exceptional show of unity and support for folks that have been as respectful and peaceful in the march. I was in it myself with my family, and incredibly moving experience to have 3,000 people take a knee for 8 minutes and 46 seconds on the west end of Franklin Street, completely filling the street, is an exceptionally long time and a powerful moment. And then the speeches and the way that folks work well with each other, it was an incredible day of unity for our community. And you don't have to look far to other college towns in the United States where those events are being broken up with tear gas. I'm very proud of our police chiefs, Chief Horton, our sheriff, Chief Blue. They're doing a great job here locally.
So turning to COVID-19 and the impact on local businesses, what is the latest? How are businesses managing?
Well, just before we move today, the point you had made at the tail end of your comment there was about supporting Black-owned businesses. Mm-hmm. You know, in all of this work, we need to take action. We've been saying words for too long, and action is where we need to be. And so I have been hearing lots of folks wanting to talk with their dollars and support Black-owned businesses, and I encourage people to make an extra effort for that. And then with respect to this COVID, the intersection of those two things is to be supporting our locally owned businesses, all of them, making sure that we're working hard to put our money where our house is, right? Use your dollars to express your values and not just your words. So please be patronizing folks. With respect to COVID, the rules with our federal government, many of our businesses are being held up right now, and by held up, I mean supported by federal stimulus and local stimulus. The most important thing to point out right now is that Orange County has just opened up another $400,000 of business grants. Now, last time it was loans and grants. This is grants. This is real free money, or I should say prepaid in your taxes. And I'd encourage folks to be applying for that. It's up to $5,000. The application closes next Wednesday at midnight, and it is intended for businesses that have not received any other support. So if you've received PPP or the EIDL loan or the Carrboro loan or other support, you are not eligible. But for businesses that have not received any other support, this is a perfect grant opportunity for you, with a particular interest in reaching out to communities of color, Black-owned, minority-owned, women-owned businesses. The federal rules are changing rapidly. Last week at the tail end, they made the rules a lot more favorable to small businesses. Rather than 8 weeks to spend the money, you now have 24 weeks. Rather than only 25% on overhead, you now can spend 40% on overhead. Rather than having to pay back whatever you are not forgiven over 2 years, you now have 5 years at 1% interest. So all of those changes are good news, other than the frustration of the rules changing constantly.
Speaking with Aaron Nelson, Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. So how How vital are, and I'm thinking about the $5,000 grants, and certainly there have been other kind of smaller grant programs as well for small businesses. How vital are those in terms of the businesses receiving them, that
well,
making the difference,
difference
between staying open and closing?
It can cover, if you divide that by $14 an hour, and you can figure how many hours mm-hmm. of support you can offer. There's probably 300 hours of staff time you can cover with that, or a month or two of rent. With that investment, plus what the county had done before, it's almost $1 million of small business support that the county has offered this year. Carrboro put in almost $400,000 of support, up to $20,000 in per loan to local businesses. And many businesses, that is making the difference. We're trying to help bridge people to a time in which the customer is again comfortable coming out and spending money. And those can make a big difference.
What other resources are out there for businesses?
Well, there's a lot of technical assistance and help in that way. But by technical assistance, I mean someone to call and talk to about writing your small business plan. What should be your marketing strategy? How do you apply for forgiveness of the PPP loan? And you can get that from the folks at the Small Business Technology Development Center. SBTDC is a branch of the University of North Carolina. We have a campus up at Chapel Hill North. Those folks are available to talk to you for free in order to help you figure out your business plan. There's also a group called SCORE. That's a group of 30, 40 retired executives, also related to the Small Business Administration, providing free mentorship, advice, counseling to small businesses and nonprofits throughout our community. The Chamber of Commerce, there's 8 of us on staff, and we serve no purpose other than to help this business community thrive. We are available for questions and help, support, walking you through, talking you through what your options are. Please just reach out to any of those organizations, are probably the ones most immediately working to provide direct service and support.
CarolinaChamber.org, the website. And Aaron, you made a really important point in there, which is that a lot of the businesses here are now going to be dependent on people being comfortable going out and patronizing those businesses again. And I know not just the restrictions with regard to the reopening, but also individual decisions of when I'm comfortable going out and where I'm comfortable going to. What are you seeing in terms of local businesses taking the steps to promote safety and encouraging folks to be as comfortable as they possibly can be?
Well, to the business community, I would say that the way to get your customer back is by being very clear, vocal on social media and directly to them through email about what you are doing. The customer expects it to be a clean, safe environment where they feel comfortable. And now many of our businesses are doing a great job with that. If you have been venturing out and you've seen all retail, restaurant, hospitality businesses are required to wear masks, face coverings while on duty. I'll ask the general public, you should also be wearing a face mask when you are out in public, wearing a face mask when you're visiting with our businesses to keep their staff safe. Our restaurants are doing a great job wiping down, cleaning up. So are our retail. Governors put some limits on how many people can be where, and that has really made it feel a lot more spaced out. So if you've been sitting at home thinking when is the time to go out, it's now time to go out and to begin re-engaging in safe commerce. Remember at the beginning of this, if you wash your hands and you don't touch your face and you keep your face covered, you can stay safe from this. We all quarantined at home for a while, but you can also be safe out in public, engaging with local businesses as long as you do it responsibly.
Again, speaking with Aaron Nelson. And Aaron, as we wrap up this conversation, anything else that folks ought to know, whether it's business owners looking for resources or folks looking for information about getting out and about again?
Well, for those businesses looking for help, great website that we've created in partnership with Chatham and Chapel and Carver called reopeninghelp.com. It is reopeninghelp.com with very clear instructions on how to get back open in a safe way, being smart, responsible, with good cleaning instructions and other advice. Count on Me NC is a protocol for restaurants and hospitality. And for the citizens out there, there's a great deal of training and certifications going on for the businesses, and that you can have confidence that it will be as safe an environment, much safer probably than before, this, a great deal of cleaning and responsible actions happen. So to the citizens, I'd say it is time to begin venturing out again, to engage in safe commerce. It is safer in Chapel Hill and Carrboro than other places. And so it's a great place to be investing your dollars.
Again, carolinachamber.org for more on the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Get more information there as well. Aaron Nelson, as always, thank you so much for being with us and for all you're doing.
Aaron Keck, thank you, sir. Take care.